So everything's going along just fine in your world and in your relationships, which are such a huge part of your world, when all of a sudden, whompa, a major argument breaks out from nowhere. Where in the blazes did that come from? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's just the way it happens, right? So often we don't see them coming, and yet arguments do break out. And even if everything else in your world is going along just fine, that one argument completely ruins everything. Am I right or am I right? So where did it come from? I mean, it must have been bubbling along under the surface for a while to strike with that sort of ferocity. James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Do you know where your fights and arguments come from? They come from the selfish desires that make war inside you. You want things, but you don't get them. So you kill and are jealous of others. But you still cannot get what you want. So you argue and fight. You don't get what you want because you don't ask God. Or when you do ask, you don't receive anything because the reason you ask is wrong. You only want to use it for your own pleasure. It's not rocket science, is it? Arguments come when we're like that little boy who wants the red fire truck that the other lad's playing with, or that little girl who tears the doll out of the other lass's hands. Then we go to mum or dad and we ask them to give it to us because, well, we want it. Boys and girls, me included, wake up. We can't always have our own way, and oftentimes giving other people their way, letting them have what they want, fills us with such incredible joy because it is more blessed to give than to receive. Wake up. That's God's word fresh for you today. He's really good, the Lord our God, at giving us wake-up calls that change our lives for the better. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.